Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. Welcome back. I'm going to maybe crash through some, I don't know, random headlines. Starting perhaps with Fortune Magazine's December issue, December 1st issue, which featured the story by Clifton Leaf, Forging a New Social Compact. And if you apply the teaching of folks like Chris Ann Hall, for example, the word compact is used in a very specific sense, delineated from the word contract, typically to refer to countries, sovereign states, if you will. Forging a New Social Compact. Fortune and Time will gather more than 100 CEOs and thought leaders at the Vatican this month. That was December. The aim, to strengthen the partnership between big business and the rest of the world. Forging a New Social Compact. That's a fun story. And the way that the fascist public-private partnership will affect itself on people is being rewritten. That obviously in conjunction with functions like the World Economic Forum et al. But I digress. It's interesting how big business and the Vatican and so forth are meeting, you know, World Economic Forum and other of these intellectual think tanky forums to try to steer and engineer the lives of virtually everyone everywhere. And this was precisely the kind of concern that was raised, for instance, during the Reese Committee hearings. I read some of Thomas McNeice's testimony. He was the assistant director of research for the Reese Committee back in the 50s, investigating the big nonprofit foundations for their alleged un-American and potentially even anti-American activities. And it was true. You know, the Reese Committee proved that there was that triangle. Some have called it the iron triangle is one allusion to it. But the triangle in this case comprised of these foundations, education or academia, and government. And we can certainly see that at work. And, you know, you have the think tanks involved now. The Rand Corporation, when they publish a monograph, like so many other of the think tanks, they disclose typically what organization is funding the research. And it's interesting, the Army's premier think tank now works for, well, anyone with a buck around the world. What are the implications of that? So it should be laughable when we start to think about how that, you know, plays out in terms of military advantage, military technology, strategic advantage, etc., around the world. It's ridiculous, which I think is why it's painfully obvious, or it should be, to anyone paying attention, why, for example, George Soros and his Soros-funded NGOs are being pushed out of several countries around the world, including his native Hungary. Remember, I mentioned the story earlier this year, the story published over RT, Soros-funded NGOs should be swept out of Hungary, deputy chief of ruling party said. And in September, speaking of these kinds of stories, Szilard Nemeth, the vice chairman of the ruling Fidesz party, who is also the deputy chairman of Hungary's National Security Committee, said he submitted a list of 22 organizations connected to the Soros network for the purpose of having these organizations screened. And by screened, he means screened out. They should not be allowed. Non-governmental organizations, NGOs such as Transparency International, financed by billionaire George Soros and his Open Society Foundation, ought to be banned from operating in Hungary, Nemeth said. All of them, which calls to mind perhaps the slush fund story that broke yesterday. Mike Huckabee said on the first 100 days that donations to the Justice Department reportedly made to nonprofit groups with money from settlements against corporations amounted to worse than a mafia shakedown. So Congress can appropriate funds, but this is something that obviously is happening in the extra-governmental world of the administrative fourth branch, because there is less and less oversight. You know, it's interesting. I mentioned it in yesterday's broadcast, how in a country that was founded on separation of powers and by folks who were very skeptical when it came to consolidation of power, and they understood very well that Lord Acton was right, that power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. These folks gave us the tools to safeguard the liberty of the people through separation of powers, checks and balances, and so forth. And so to see that, you know, price of eternal vigilance, or the price of liberty is eternal vigilance. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty, Andrew Jackson said, and you must pay the price if you wish to secure the blessing. But to see all of that abrogated and the consolidation of powers and functions, the combining of powers and functions in the same body and even the same people in some cases, in the administrative branch, which James Madison would say may justly be pronounced the very definition of tyranny. To see all of that is shocking and unfortunate. Who knows? Maybe there will be more oversight and accountability in the Trump administration. It's, you know, I have said I remain cautiously optimistic, but there is, I think, strong reason for some real skepticism at this point. Unfortunately. And, you know, one person or one administration, Even the best efforts to rewind the mess that we find ourselves in are late, if not overdue, because, you know, this is a mess that's been stewing and brewing for well over 100 years with concerted fervor. I want to give you that piece, and then we'll go to the phones real quick. This is the Fox News disclosure on the slush fund. It's titled Huckabee Rails Against DOJ Slush Fund, Worse Than Mafia Shakedown. Go ahead, please.
I mean,
thank you, Martha.
Volkswagen settles, and, you know, and all the people who were mistreated by the banks. We heard so much about it, and didn't you just assume that the money was going to the people who got hurt in those transactions? I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, this is It is unbelievable. Somebody ought to go to prison for this. I mean, this is worse than a mafia shakedown, because at least if the mafia shakes you down for protection, your store doesn't burn down. But this is a case where the liberals have played Robin Hood. They've stolen from the government, the taxpayers, and they've given it to their pals. It's really outrageous. And I think that part of it that is so frustrating, imagine, for example, if under a Republican Department of Justice, the Department of Justice had allocated money to the National Right to Life, or if they'd allocated it to the NRA. Right. Can you imagine how that would have gone over with the Democrats? I don't think very well.
You know, Senator Lankford of Oklahoma and House Judiciary Chairman Bob Goodlatte are behind this Stop Settlement Slush Fund Act of 2017. I mean, this is what we talk about when you talk about draining the swamp, right? I mean, this is pretty murky swamp here.
Well, it's real murky swamp, and the sad thing is, it's taxpayer money, money that should have gone either to the customers of an organization fined. Keep in mind how simple this is. You're a bank. You get fined. Well, instead of paying the full fine to the government, to the Treasury Department, or giving it back to your customers, you instead make a donation to some liberal group. Now, look, Martha, I don't care if the donation is to a liberal or conservative group. This violates the Constitution because only Congress can appropriate money. This is outrageous.
Yeah, and, you know, when you look at the protection of the system in D.C., you know, they looked into it. Both the Government Accountability Office and the Congressional Research Service concluded that the settlement agreements did not violate Congress's power of the purse. So, you know, they sort of circled the wagons on this, right?
Well, sure, they're protecting each other, but I think any simple reading of the Constitution says that you don't have bureaucrats who can just create money out of thin air that doesn't have an appropriation from Congress. Congress has the power of the purse. If it's not an appropriation, I don't care if it's at the state or the federal level, the executive branch can't just go out and say, we'd like to spend some money. Doesn't matter whether Congress has approved it. We're going to spend it because we want to. It doesn't work
like
that.
I mean, how about maybe paying a little bit of that down with the money? But it has to be dispersed to different organizations. Unbelievable. Governor Huckabee, it's always a pleasure to see you. Thank you very much.
So crazy stuff. The House Judiciary Committee found that when the DOJ takes legal action against banks and businesses for various reasons, the defendants are often eager to settle. The money from those settlements is often divided between parties, including the government, or it can be donated to what Republicans call a slush fund at the DOJ. Under the Obama administration, recipients of the slush fund money included La Raza and the National Urban League, among other decidedly what folks would call liberal entities. So, you know, not that George Soros needs any help, but this is what's happening in today's America, because eternal vigilance is the price of liberty, and you must pay the price if you wish to secure the blessing. But who has time? Because, you know, The Voice and Dancing with the Stars and so many other things are on. It's a busy world. You know, all I want is my beer and my football, and life is good. And the GAO, Government Accountability Office, and Congressional Research Service, as you heard, determined that this was not unconstitutional because, you know, after all, it's the administrative fourth branch doing what it does, which is whatever it wants. And so, you know, who can speak ill against that? It's ridiculous. Utterly ridiculous. Reminds me of Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard sponsoring the bill to stop funding terrorists after her week-long visit to Damascus, Aleppo, and Beirut to see and hear firsthand the impact of the war in Syria. She introduced the Stop Arming Terrorists Act, H.R. 608, legislation that would prohibit U.S. government funds from being used to support Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and other terrorist groups. Why can't we just tell the CIA to quit doing it? You know? Do we really have to go to this extent? Anyway, again, I digress. This, the things that should not be in America. I mean, The FBI shouldn't create terrorists at home. The CIA shouldn't create terrorists abroad. And we shouldn't be, you know, Ron Paul, if you didn't catch it, Ron Paul did, a real-time Twitter critique of Donald Trump, President Trump's joint session address the other night, and Ron Paul gave him for Trump's vision for our 250th anniversary in America. Ron Paul gave President Trump an A-minus grade. He was grading the speech, and for his methods to get there, Ron Paul gave him an F. So, but again, I digress. Things that ought not be in America. Let's go to the phones real quick and grab John in Tennessee. John, thanks for calling. Welcome.
I appreciate it, Chris. I want to go back, if I can, to AI and, you know, sentient computers and whatnot. I'm not going to lie and say that I understand qubit computing, but I listened to about 3 hours of Anthony Patch. He's talking about daisy chaining computers and then doubling the knowledge every 3 months. So I got to thinking, you know, I carry a smartphone. It's pretty smart. I can give it a mathematical equation and it'll give me an answer, or I can ask it an historical aspect and it'll give me an answer. And I've got on my phone, I carry an Android, so something called VoiceMate. So I went to VoiceMate and I said, "What is your name? I want to know what to call my computer, you know, so what is your name?" And this voice comes back, "My name is VoiceMate." So I repeated it, "What is your name?" "My name is VoiceMate. I'd like to have it up in light someday." So I asked it again, "What's your name?" It said, "Take a wild guess." So I asked it, who created it? "Who created you?" And it said, "My creator is LG Electronics." So I get to thinking about, you know, if we really have artificial intelligence or sentient computers, I came back to the Bible. Because I know that the only way that this to happen would be demonic. So I said, "In the name of Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, what is your name? Would you believe if I told you that it said an error occurred? Try again later." Chris, I'm telling you the truth. Now, I don't know what to think of this. You know, and I asked it another question. I don't exactly recall what I asked, but it was, I've never researched that. So I said, "Please research," and then I gave it the question again, and it took me to something called, it said, "Powered by Maluba." Now, I have no idea what Maluba is, but this thing started spinning, and it said, "Powered by Maluba," and it never did anything. Huh. I'm wondering... We got a lot of listeners. I don't know if you have a smartphone or Apple or iPhone or Android, but I would encourage anyone that's listening, ask your phone what its name is, see what it says, because I have heard that an iPhone responds, "I am Legion, for we are many." I don't know if there's any truth in that, but I know that people say that. There's others that have said they've asked. I hear the music.
Yeah, I've heard that rumor too, and I've never played around with that. But
well, I've tried it. I don't have an iPhone.
Interesting. Well, yeah, we're headed into a break. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
I was introduced to this remarkable product, Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies, and to say it's amazing is an understatement. Balance of Nature provides the nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and veggies per day, and the cost to the consumer for 9 to 11 servings is about 22 cents per serving, as opposed to over a dollar in the store. Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies helps boost the immune system by over 720%, and they also provide a health coach for you at no charge to guide you with any questions you may have. And you can also visit their website for testimonials on balanceofnature.com. So take steps to give yourself better overall health and call them now, toll free at 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com right now. Make sure to let them know you heard it here by using promo code TALK for a special discount. That's balanceofnature.com and use promo code TALK.
We're on the phones. Phone lines are open. 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. We have John in Tennessee on the line. John, all that kind of reminds one of Daniel 12:4, I would say. Many will go to and fro, back and forth, and knowledge will increase. You know, that increase of knowledge, I think of guys like Kurzweil talking about the 30 steps, but they're not linear, they're geometric or exponential. And you know, the fact that most people carry in their pockets a computer that's more powerful than what has sent rockets into space in the past.
Well, yeah, and I tell people regular, you know, I had a 1997 486 Dell that was a supercomputer. I would never have to replace it. Okay, that's what they told me. It's been replaced twice. But I guess the point I'm trying to make is we're carrying around in our pocket not only a computer, but every time that we download an app and give it permission, you've got to ask yourself why. And I think just like at CERN, they're daisy chaining computers. What is the most powerful computer ever created? And you have to say unequivocally, the human mind. So by using these phones and by using them without thinking about what we're asking, guys, we're daisy-chaining the human brain, and they're gathering data, data collecting, data mining, whatever you want to call it. And we're giving them so much information that by ourselves, we're capable of a lot. But when you take 300 million people or a billion people or 4 billion people, there are some terrific minds out there. And if we're doing the work and they're reaping the benefit and it's taken us farther down into the abyss, literally, You know, the Bible says that if my people perish for lack of knowledge, it's not that many, you know, some of us don't know anything. That's called ignorance. Some of us know some things. That's dangerous. None of us know all things.
Yeah.
By us doing what we're doing, we are doing all of the mind work, and we're feeding the beast, for lack of a better way of me saying it. We're feeding this demonic, deceptive, and I'm as guilty as anybody, trust me. Because
yeah.
I listen to people like Anthony Patch that cause me to think, and because of what I believe, I go down rabbit holes that would blow your mind, and I've been doing it for 17 years. But I just would wonder if someone could call in and tell me, what is your phone saying, Snakes? And what does it do? When you press it, does it say an error occurred? Does it open up? You know, I found out since we've been on the phone, I guess Maluba is an app. Well, I don't have the app on my phone, and it tried to open an app that wasn't on my phone. You know, then you got to look at the word Maluba. I have no idea what it means, but I'm going to find out. I wonder if there isn't information for the cattle and information for the elite, and somehow you can cross into that line, maybe like the child in school that asks too many questions and gets sent to the principal's office,
Absolutely. And in a similar sense, I would say that technology these days is kind of like, I would liken it to, you know, what some refer to as gateway drugs. You know, it's a gateway to bad things, kind of like a Ouija board or anything else. I've been saying for a long time, you just look at the naming conventions in technology, computer programming, for instance, and you can see that it has a very demonic nature to it, or at least an homage to demonic forces in the naming conventions alone. So some would argue that's circumstantial and conjectural, which I wouldn't dispute, but it's funny how that always works. And as a good friend of mine once said, you know, and I think you've made the point too, John, you know, how many people have, you know, I remember a friend of mine saying, Chris, how many people do you know that have been saved through technology? They've read something on a website, and you know, they came to Christ through technology. It's a valid point, I think.
Well, just one more thing. You know, I stumbled on something that I had heard about before, the golden mean. You know,
can we pick that up on the other side of the break real quick?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, hold that thought. We'll be right back, folks. Stick around more right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of True Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, They know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome back, bottom of the second hour already of today's broadcast. We're on the phones. We have John in Tennessee on the line. John, you were talking about the Golden Mean.
Yeah, I had heard about it years ago. I'm living in Nashville, and we've got the Parthenon Pericles, and they teach you about the Golden Mean and why it looks like it does and whatnot. But I never really, and I still don't completely understand it, but it's got some other names. Chris, like the golden theory.
Golden ratio.
Golden middle way.
Yep.
It's even called the Goldilocks theory. Think about it.
Yep. Exactly.
And what it is the middle of two desirable. You know, it's a desirability being in the middle, which is kind of what the Hegelian dialectic and what the Delphi technique do. This is
and communitarianism. Yep.
Yeah, it's all interconnected, but it's. It's philosophy. It's the love of man's understanding, leaving out God. I have never seen or heard these people that are involved with quarks and theoretical physics. I've never heard any of them admit that they believe in God. I have heard all of them say that they don't believe in the existence of God. They're either atheistic or, you know, they say a no-nost. They don't even claim to be agnostic. They're a no-nostic. They believe in man's ability and his reasoning. If they can't see it, they can't believe it. They believe in the Big Bang, even though they can't tell what happened. You know, like the uncaused cause. Well, what do you call the uncaused cause of the Big Bang? God.
Yeah.
If there was a Big Bang, and there wasn't. You know, this quark that they talk, and I'm going off on a tangent, but this quark that contained all the mass and matter in the universe as we see it, so small and so dense, and it was spinning in space forever. It just just always was. And it blew up. They neglect to say, you know, it'd been there forever. It contained everything that we see and touch and breathe and drink and eat. And it blew up. They neglect to say, what caused that? So that, you know, out of nothing, nothing comes. That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
We're to the point now where we, and if you listen to these TEDx talks, how many of them, Chris, do you, I want you to imagine. You know, they always have somewhere in there, imagine if.
Yeah.
Now you're going into imagination, which takes you back to the Bible, vain imaginings. You know,
right, but the way it's been. The way it's been adulterated, you know, I've tried to explain recently. I feel like I need to get back into that, but I feel like the anthropomorphic thematic elements in so many things these days, which I think, by the way, is a big reason why the children's writers of the intelligence community, the Roald Dahls and so forth, have used that anthropomorphism in their books. And once you start to see that, it takes on a whole different meaning, in my opinion. You know, the C.S. Lewis's, the Lewis Carroll's, the Roald Dahl's, all these authors that have written children's books, ostensibly, to program folks by using anthropomorphism as a means to basically detach people from reality, I would say, in simple terms.
Fantasy. Okay.
Right.
Here's the thing. Even this golden mean, one of the names is the Goldilocks tree. When I read that, I went, "Wow, man! Goldilocks and the Three Bears. This one's too hard. This one's too soft. This one's just right.
Just
this
right.
Is too hot, too cold. This one's just right. This one's too big. This one's too little. This one's just right." You know, that's these nursery rhymes and children's stories were teaching. And we thought they were entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
They were teaching. So
yeah.
I haven't looked at the world the same way in years as I used to. Everything for me was black and white. And now I'm seeing that, you know, I'm looking at Jack and the Beanstalk, and I'm looking at Gulliver's Travels, and I'm realizing that all of this was being told at a time when it was basically illegal for the peasants to have an education or to know anything. They were to be fat, dumb, and stupid. And what are they doing now? We're fat, dumb, and stupid. We've lost the ability to reason together. We've lost the ability to know what's right and wrong. And these people are putting it on TV, and we're laughing, watching this situation comedy. What's so funny about it is not to us, it's to them. They're laughing at us because that's a picture on the TV
of
us. And we're laughing, enjoying it. Boy, I'm glad I'm not that way. Anyway, I'll make room. Someone talk to your phone, ask it its name. Call Chris and let him know what it says. Take care, man. I appreciate you.
Yep. Thanks, John. Appreciate your call. As always, this calls to mind all kinds of things. Speaking of Roald Dahl, book that I've mentioned for years, published back in 2008, The Irregulars, Roald Dahl and the British Spy Ring in Wartime Washington, by Jeanette Conant, is an interesting read and kind of a fun or provocative, entertaining primer on the subject if you're not familiar, going back to the James Bond days, Camp X, and you know, all of those kinds of things. But just to maybe throw in a couple of other tidbits before we go back to the phones here real quick. John mentioned daisy chaining. Blockchain is a big buzz term these days, has been for a while, and a blockchain was originally a distributed database that maintains a continuously growing list of ordered records called blocks. And this, you know, in the neural nets, distributed networks, and machine learning age is becoming a bigger concept. And also, going back about 10 years now, back in 2007, there were the stories. ZDNet, for example, published a story, build an 8 PS3 PlayStation 3 supercomputer And then there were some videos on YouTube that talked about doing it. And then just a few years later, in 2010, the U.S. Air Force did an experiment. There are a number of stories about how the Air Force connected 1,760 PlayStations, PS3s, to build a supercomputer. And some physicists did it later. And anyway, crazy stuff. You know, people can do that. Again, the technology is available for just about anybody to do this kind of stuff. And what are the implications for our future? Anyway, let's go back to the phones real quick and grab Neil in Indiana. Neil, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for taking my call. I have a quick question. Yes. You were talking about all the data that we're gathering. And I was talking to a psychologist about just a few months ago. And I, one thing I never could figure out, you mentioned Bill Gates about 45 minutes ago. And he gives all kinds of millions of dollars towards immunizing these third world nations. And I thought, why would you want to immunize them if they're just going to die of starvation anyway? And I said that to her, and she said, not only are they immunizing those third world countries, but before they immunize them, they're taking a blood sample and they're storing the data from the blood. Now, if that's true, why would they want all the millions of people in these third world countries that, you know, life expectancy is so little anyway, why would they want to store that data? And what does that have to do with, you know, what kind of meaning would that have for us?
In simple terms, I think it all dovetails into the coming cataclysm, really. I think bad guys know, you know, in my opinion, the biblical side of the story is 2 Peter 3, you know, not by water this time, but by fire. And the other side of the story is, you know, we have the Terminator seeds and the havoc that Monsanto is wreaking, the geoengineering and things that are causing so much harm to the environment. And again, speaking of the biblical side of that discussion, I think it's Revelation 11:18 that talks about the destroyers of the earth, those who destroy the earth. And we see that, I think, in unprecedented fashion. So you see these folks preparing. Technology will allow them to catalog those who, you know, the philosopher kings, as opposed to the useless eaters, the useful eaters versus the useless eaters, I suppose. And they're preparing. You know, the Svalbard Seed Vault is one example to be able to catalog genetics has at least a twofold agenda to be able to feed that information into supercomputing to allow it to work out genetic defects. And speaking of those kinds of things, you know, you have guys like Aubrey de Grey, who reminds me of Dorian Gray, actually, who is, you know, just 10 years ago or so, he was considered a kook, and now he's one of the leading voices in the aging discussion, and he says aging is just a disease that we can cure. You know, speaking of TED Talks, John mentioned TED Talks. There is a popular TED Talk about 22 or 23 minutes long that he did that's titled Aubrey de Grey, Roadmap to End Aging. So they want to do that. They also want to catalog those who are useful to their purpose. And really, I think it kind of comes down to that in my estimation.
Okay, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
You bet. You bet, Neil. Thanks for your call. Speaking of Bill Gates, I mean, there are a number of very disturbing things that these folks are into. There really isn't time, but let's see if we can maybe let's see if we can maybe play this clip anyway. Probably not all of it, but Aaron Dykes over at True Stream Media just did an interesting video on the conference, Bill Gates speaking at the Munich Security Conference, speaking of all of this Gates-related nonsense. Here's that piece. Go ahead, please.
All residents must remain indoors until the voluntary quarantine has been lifted. Alert Phase 5 pandemic has not been lifted. Alert. State of emergency remains in place.
So it's time once again to ante up on veiled threats from angst-filled elites. Bill Gates was speaking at a security conference in Europe where, by the way, they're doing all kinds of creepy stuff in the backlash to immigration and terrorism and just the rise of hysteria throughout the whole region. And he talked about how health threats are now interlaced with security threats because the terrorists of tomorrow are going to be using genetic engineering technology and computers to create synthetic viruses.
We also face a new threat that the next epidemic has a good chance of originating on a computer screen of a terrorist intent on using genetic engineering to create a synthetic version of the smallpox virus or a contagious and highly deadly strain of flu.
And he paints a very grim and dark picture of what would happen if a respiratory spread pathogen were to basically hit a population. And he explains how it would kill 30 million people in just 1 year.
Whether it occurs by the quirk of nature or at the hand of a terrorist, epidemiologists show through their models that a respiratory spread pathogen would kill more than 30 million people in less than a year. And there is a reasonable probability of that taking place.
And the thing that makes this such a disturbing scenario is the words he used, the hints he makes that, well, it could be a quirk of nature or it could be a terror attack. You just never know. When behind it all, there's a mentality and an organization that wants to reduce the population and that relies on fear to control political events. And while ostensibly this is a security issue to be prevented, what makes this creepy statement even more diabolical is the fact that Bill Gates is the very one who's made these veiled statements before about vaccines lowering the population by 10 or 15%.
Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
The disease itself can also be spread by the vaccines because there's blowback, there's resistance, and there's a triggering of autoimmune effects that has the possibility of spreading a viral mutation that no one is going to be prepared for. It's the kind of thing that Bill Gates is talking about. He's in a class of people who've called for a population reduction. He's in a class of people that use shocks and tremors and events in media to make world events happen and to dictate from the top down. There was a professor at Arizona State University that joked about the movie Contagion and said people should go out and create better viruses using genetic engineering to help with overpopulation. He actually joked about the very act of terrorism that Bill Gates is warning about in this clip.
Should we concern ourselves with feeding 8 plus billion in the first place, or should we allow natural forces of carrying capacity?
Has anybody seen Contagion? That's the answer. Go out and use genetic engineering to create a better virus. 25% of the world population is supposed to go and contagion.
There's a mentality among the people pushing these things, testing them in labs, developing them, and this is the new threat. Genetic engineering and synthetic viruses are going to come into play, and that the technology is now basically in many, many hands. It's spread out, the threat's diffuse, and it could come from anywhere. The 2009 swine flu pandemic was a huge test to see how the population would react to basically a strain of the swine flu that could only have been engineered and artificially mutated into what ended up being released. And to top that all off, while you had just fear gripping headlines and just people on the verge of panic, not knowing what to do, you had a whistleblower come forward to expose the fact that World Health Organization officials had been colluding with vaccine makers and talking about wanting to have a level 5 pandemic and wanting to have a big public anxiety about it.
We'll be right back. Stick around. Final segment coming up right after this short break.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Listening to the True Stream Media video, Aaron and Melissa Dykes over at True Stream Media, Aaron Dykes specifically narrating the video, and you can find this over at TrueStreamMedia.com, the title, 30 Million Dead, Bill Gates Sees a Genetically Engineered Bioweapon Triggering the Next Global Pandemic. This in conjunction with some of the other things we talked about today, and specifically Neil's call just prior to playing the video. So it's perhaps somewhat of a tangent, but I would say related. So anyway, let's wrap that up. And here's the rest of that video. Go ahead, please.
So they could drive vaccine cells, the swine flu, and for many other potential pathogens. And this outbreak could be any number of things. He's talking about a really deadly, easily spread, artificially created flu, a bird flu, swine flu, any other strain. Or he's talking about a new synthetic smallpox. The labs have the archives of the naturally occurring smallpox, which has been officially wiped out in the world, and now they have the next generation sitting on the shelf, waiting for accidents to happen and waiting for malintent.
For maximum safety and to prevent the spread of the virus, please comply with health authorities during routine vaccination and physical inspections. Remember, a healthy tomorrow depends upon your cooperation and compliance. Be well.
So that's disturbing. So, you know, getting back to Neil's call, you know, there is that aspect, you know, how you know, gathering genetic information through blood samples and things like that allows scientists of this ilk to study the effects of these kinds of synthetic pathogens on certain populations, and we know that there's sort of a confluence of that technology and that effort. The CRISPR technology comes to mind, for example, DNA splicing and so forth. So all of these things are kind of at the center of the efforts to gather that information, I would say. And it's very disturbing, really. Again, you know, bad guys circling their wagons and trying to identify one another and working on ways to kill everyone else and make themselves the super mink, the uber mink, is kind of what they're doing. And, you know, it's interesting. You look at the Georgia Guidestones, and I think the book that was written by, what's his name? Robert Christian, or whatever the heck his name was, the Rosicrucian guy. I think it was Common Sense Revisited or something like that. Talking about kind of the eugenics continuation of the Georgia Guidestones, you know, how exactly to get to that 500 million people or whatever. That in contravention to the Bible, direct contravention, you know, the command issued by God in Genesis 1:28 was to be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and rule over it also. But it was a command that was reissued after the flood in Genesis 9:1 and 7. So this is an evil agenda. Anyway, I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. And we'll catch you on the other side.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.